This is HDN.
July 29th in the Beaver Bank Bunker.
Hey, if you're into e-cigarettes, this will be of interest to you. A new place has opened up on Sackville Drive, actually. It's across from the bowling alley, sort of at the bottom of Sky Ridge Avenue.
Don't give me street names. Come on, we're talking Sackville Drive. What pizza place is it close to?
Not really close to a pizza place.
Don't be silly.
I know.
Don't be silly. There is nothing on Sackville Drive that isn't close to a pizza place.
Perish the thought. It is directly across the street from the bowling alley. I can give you that.
From the bowling alley? I don't know where the bowling alley is. What pizza place?
I think they serve pizza at the bowling alley.
Papa John's is right across. No, what's the one that Mama's? Mother's? Mother's Pizza.
No, there's no pizza place in where the bowling alley is.
Alexander's is right across the street from that,
no,
isn't
no,
it?
No, you've gone way too far, way too far.
You should not be able to travel more than half a block on Sackville Drive without running into a pizza place.
There is a
because it takes away my whole comedy routine.
There is a sex shop there in that area.
Pizza is better than sex.
Okay.
You heard it here first.
Anyway, back to the e-cigarette place. It's called the Vapor Trail, and they actually opened up this past week. And if you're into the whole vape scene, it's the go-to place. I drove past there, saw all the signs.
The vape scene? Is that what you kids are calling it?
That's what the kids are calling it.
All right.
Yeah. Thevaportrail.ca. Yeah, they've got the e-cigarettes, the e-juice, all the accessories. And I think they're probably going to do a good job. They're going to do a booming business there. I think we've reached the threshold now for cigarette taxes. I think smokers have reached the end of their rope because I just saw something today that the sale of illegal tobacco is up 40%, and now you've got the e-cigarettes. So,
all right, time for a little rant. I didn't think I'd be doing this.
Okay, you say that every time.
Yeah, well, this is one that's been bugging me for a long time. Cigarettes are bad.
Yes.
Cigarettes can kill.
Yes.
It's proven that cigarettes cause cancer and all sorts of other diseases. Is there anything else in this country that has been proven to cause death as much as cigarettes have been proven to cause death that is still around? If it's so bad, then the government can ban it. And we will not see any more cigarettes around anywhere. And they're saying, oh, we have all these addicted people. Well, you know what? We had addicted people. Heroin was legal for a long time. When they found out that heroin was not good, they made it illegal. That's what governments do. If there is something that is killing people right and left, then make it illegal. But you know why they're not going to make it illegal? Because they're making so much damn money off the top on taxes.
Mm-hmm.
It is so easy for a government to throw tax on cigarettes because nobody's going to argue with them.
No.
So cigarette tax keeps going up, 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 up. Who are they taxing? People that are addicted to a drug.
Mm.
And if it's that bad of a drug that it will kill you and it will cause addiction like that, then make it illegal. But they will never do that because they stand to lose the most.
Government, you mean?
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely.
The government is making that money off of the cigarettes.
Listen,
so every time they get up there in front of their microphones and talk about how bad cigarettes are and how much do they pour into these anti-smoking campaigns? Stop smoking. Smoking is bad. How much are they pouring into that while at the same time making money off of the sale of cigarettes?
Well,
just make the damn things illegal. They will be gone. Make it legal to grow your own tobacco in your backyard if you want, which it is.
I thought it was.
Sure it is. But nobody wants to do that because you can grow one plant and maybe roll, five cigarettes off of them and they taste like cigars. People are not going to do that. So say, if you want to roll your own, grow your own, then fine. But we're not selling it anymore. But they're not going to do that because the big freaking tobacco industry, the making billions upon billions of dollars off of killing people, they're the ones who are feeding the government money and they're the ones who are directing this whole thing.
Well, the bottom line is that the government is just as addicted to the revenue that cigarettes bring in as the smokers are addicted to the cigarettes.
Oh, more so.
Yeah.
And that's why they put so much money in the advertising campaigns that talk about how horrible cigarettes are, because then the next time a budget comes down, they can slap more tax on cigarettes because they're so freaking evil.
Well,
it's like gambling. If gambling was so bad, and it is, those VLTs, horrible.
Oh, they've been proven to be addictive.
They've ruined people's lives. That's what our government should be looking out for, and they should take all of them out.
Yeah.
Just say, forget that noise. You guys want to play poker, then go play poker. But these things, these electronic devices that people just stare at and just press the button over and over and over again and watch their life go away, make them illegal. They'll never do that, because do you know how much money the government is making off of taxing those things?
Millions upon millions.
Hypocrites.
Mm-hmm.
There, I'm off my soapbox.
All right.
I feel a bit better.
Do you? Okay. Yeah. You're going to feel really good now. Something else is not going to kill you. Penhorn Beach. The beach has reopened for swimming. They did some tests last week that showed the high bacteria levels, but they did some tests yesterday, and the water is once again safe for swimming. So that means the only beach that is still closed here in the HRM is Dingle Beach. So the Dingle is still closed, so don't be going.
Dingle Beach. And really, do you want to go swimming in a place called Dingle Beach anyway?
Exactly.
To me, that's like, ugh. And I have a feeling by the end of this week, because it is going to be raining for the next little while anyway, all the beaches are going to be open pretty soon.
So did you see the video that came out of Montreal? It was a woman who was caught on video in a Montreal subway train who appeared to be plucking a bird.
Yes, I did see that.
Oh my God.
Well, just getting a little bit of work done before you get home. Preparing dinner in advance.
Well, the police are now looking for her. A Facebook post popped up over the weekend from a woman who identified herself on Facebook as Christina David and said that she was the woman who did the bird plucking and eating, and says as an Inuk, she is not crazy. She wasn't eating the bird raw, as had been reported. Now, the video, as you've seen, shows the woman sitting down, bent over, pulling the feathers off what looks like a bird.
Inside a bag of some kind, though, wasn't it? So she was reaching into the bag and kind of pulling the feathers off.
Exactly.
It's not like there were feathers all over the car.
No, no. But suffice to say, it was enough to gross out a vast number of passengers on that subway train who moved to the back or switched cars altogether.
Oh, man, you're going to make me rant again. Keep going, and this is going to be a good one.
Okay, the man filming the video says that he's about to vomit. Passengers are seen moving to the other end of the subway car. Now, in a lengthy message thread on Facebook, she accuses other passengers and the media of overreacting about the bird. She says it's their own fault that they were watching and disgusted. I couldn't wait to go home so I could put on the big pan with onions and mushrooms. Now, some of the friends on the thread posted that David, who also uses another native name, is a true Inuk, and she wasn't even making any mess. So,
no, she wasn't.
That said, the woman could still be charged with disturbing the peace.
Okay. Soapbox.
Here we go.
Yeah, here we go once again. Those people. Oh, I almost threw up while I was taking this video. What a horrible thing. You know, how many of those people went home to their fried chicken that was sitting there waiting? It's okay if they do it behind the walls of a factory where a machine, I think it's like one out of every 10 chickens, picks the thing upside down, and rather than cutting its head off, cuts its feet off. It's the most inhumane, cruel way to kill an animal. And it goes through this system and then is packaged and then sold in the stores. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you're not getting your hands dirty, you can just buy it in the store and cook it at home.
Okay, but there's a time and a place for everything.
So you happen to be on a train. She had it in the bag. It's not like it was spreading disease and infection and people just like, oh, I was so grossed out. I'm sure she was eating it raw. Oh, this horrible, barbaric person. But yet, that's fine when the factory just down the street is doing the exact same thing to millions upon millions of animals, and you can just go home in your little Teflon world and eat it, and that's perfectly fine. I think if everybody has to go out there and track and hunt and kill and clean their own animal, I think there are going to be a lot more vegetarians in this world. And I think there are going to be a lot less people complaining about people that are doing something like this. I don't think there's anything wrong whatsoever. If she was throwing feathers all over the car, I could see that. But she was keeping it contained. And that's perfectly fine.
So if you were to get on the Shady 80 and make your way to Halifax and a man sitting next to you had a bird in a bag and started plucking the feathers out and ripping beaks off because he was preparing his food for supper.
Okay, wait a second. Where is this ripping beaks off coming from? First of all, see, you're adding things to it. Just like those people that said, and she was eating it raw, because you have to make it worse than it was. Put it this way. If there was a person next to me with a big open bag and they had some carrots and a carrot peel, peeler and was peeling the carrots into that bag, I don't think I would complain. Preparing supper a little bit early.
It's all part of the preparation.
Potatoes. Yes. Cutting potatoes and doing that in the bag. As long as there aren't potato peels all over the place, then fine. Go ahead. People, calm down. The woman was making her dinner. That's like...
But it was in the middle of public transportation.
So? I've seen people do a lot worse in the middle of public transportation than try to prepare a dinner for their family. You know, it's just, it's crazy. It's like a woman breastfeeding on the bus. Not all that long ago, there were people going, I can't believe it. There's a time and a place for something like that. How dare the, just pulling out her boob and having the kid just suckle away on there in public transportation. If you could have made that same argument back in the 60s and you would have had a lot of people agreeing with you. But the fact is, it's human nature. Kids got to eat. The woman's got to prepare her dinner. We don't have that much time anymore. Maybe you do have to prepare it on the way home.
Okay.
I think it's good that it was probably a free-range chicken. Might have even had a name. It lived a nice, good life. It certainly wasn't one that was just living its entire life in a cage in a factory somewhere.
Yeah.
So it could be just packaged up and sold to the masses that are so grossed out by this woman on the public transportation pulling feathers off a bird. Oh, my. Now, if it had been a deer and there would have been a knife and they were completely, you know, disemboweling the thing or whatever. Yeah, okay, I could see because there'd be a big mess. Mm. The bird wasn't alive. She wasn't eating it raw. She was just plucking it. You see a lot worse at an Ozzy Osbourne or an Alice Cooper concert.
All right. So you're just wishing Ralph well on his last train ride home, are you?
You've named it now?
Well, you said he had a name. I'm going to go on a little bit of a rant.
Oh, this is
now.
Great. This okay, is, your turn. You know,
ever so slightly. I normally don't rant, but this has been bugging me for a long time,
mm-hmm.
and I'd love to find out how others feel about this. We just had this discussion the other day, so I think you know what's coming. Got my power bill in the mail the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have been divorced longer than I was originally married, and the account with the power company... Nova Scotia Power,
mm-hmm.
Was taken out when my name was Lisa Hyten. That's my previously married name.
Okay.
Since then, I have been divorced. I have gone.
So you went back to Blackburn?
I went back to my maiden name, and I have since remarried and changed my last name again.
Mm-hmm.
During this time, the name on the power bill, on the power account,
mm-hmm.
remains Lisa Hyten. And there was one reason. And one reason only why it is still there. And that's because every time I have called to have my name switched around on that account, they have told me that I must provide for them a copy of my divorce decree and a copy of my marriage certificate. Now, in order to change...
Doesn't everybody else ask for that?
No, sirree. I did not have to provide any of those when I got my passport, when I changed my social insurance number.
When you changed your credit card name.
When I changed my credit card.
Mm-hmm.
None of them.
Driver's license?
Driver's license. Nope. Nova Scotia Power.
Health card.
Nope. Not the health card. Nothing. Nova Scotia Power is the only one who is requiring of me to show them my divorce decree and my new marriage certificate. And for that reason alone... I refuse. I mean, now, I'm not one of these conspiracy theorists, oh, I'm not giving my information to the man, but I think it's absolutely ridiculous. I can show them ID up the wazoo. I can give them passports.
Which is quite an impressive trick, I must say.
Thank you. I only do it at parties, but when I do it, people remember.
Yes.
I can give them all the identification that they want.
Mm-hmm.
I can give them passports. I can give them credit cards, I can give them driver's
licenses.
Well,
everything
licenses.
That you own is
everything
in your
that
name
I own.
Now, right?
The only thing that will allow me to change my name on that power bill is a divorce decree and a marriage certificate.
Okay, can I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
I think there's something you can do, because quite frankly, Lisa Hyten no longer exists. There is nothing with the name Lisa Hyten on it.
Mm-hmm.
You're not Lisa Hyten.
Mm-hmm.
You were for a very short period of time,
mm-hmm.
a very long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
You've now changed your name a few times. There's no documentation with that name on it. I say that person no longer exists.
So
when they come tapping for your bill, say, sorry, there is nobody by that name. And you watch how quickly they change it to Blackburn or Patterson. They will change it instantly. That's my suggestion. Yeah. Why don't you try it?
Well, we'll see how it goes.
You might ruin Lisa Hyten's credit rating, but Lisa Hyten ain't around anymore.
No, exactly. She's, her credit rating might take a bit of a hit.
One more quick story?
Yeah, just a final animal story for you. Timberwolf the koala is lucky to be alive after surviving a terrifying 88-kilometer ride down an Australian freeway clinging to the bottom of a car.
Oh, no.
Yes, well, I'll tell you, 4-year-old male koala suffered nothing more than a torn nail. Discovered underneath the vehicle, the family was zipping along the highway and other cars were sort of beeping at it and motioning for it to pull over.
Like that horrible scene in National Lampoon's Vacation.
Yes, exactly.
With the dog.
Yes. 88 kilometers later, they realized what was going on and they've taken the koala to the Australian zoo. Vets are shooting him up with painkillers to fix his nail. And
all that was the only thing that was wrong was the nail. I don't know. I think a little PTSD, perhaps. Poor little koala. Might take a little bit of therapy to get over that one.
Perhaps so. But anyway, he's mending now at the Australia Zoo.
On that happy note, that's it for this Tuesday. We'll see you again on Wednesday.
G'day, mate.